All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, March 23rd, 2015. I hope everybody had a pleasant spring break. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you again. Thank you for this gathering, representing taxpayers of Jefferson County. Thank you for everyone in attendance. We ask for your continued blessing as we do the business. We pray for all our families as well as those overseas, protecting our democracy. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. To pledge in unison, pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today a little bit out of order. We'll begin under County Commissioners. Item A is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Soil and Water Stewardship Week. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for YMBL South Texas State Fair Days in Jefferson County. And item D is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for National Service Day. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. If representatives of the YMBL would come forward, Commissioner Alford is going to read the proclamation.
Don't send Chris. Please don't send Chris.
Chris wouldn't come.
All right. It's a proclamation, and it reads, be it remembered at a meeting of Jefferson County, be it remembered at a meeting of the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, held on the 23rd day of March, on a motion made by Commissioner Everett Alford, Precinct 4, and seconded by Commissioner Brent Weaver, Precinct Number 2, the proclamation was adopted. It says, YMBL South Texas State Fair Days in Jefferson County, whereas the annual YMBL South Texas State Fair is slated for March 26th through April 5th, 2015 in Ford Park. And whereas revenues from the fair is used by the YMBL to help fund and support various charitable groups in and in the past years, the YMBL has been able to provide millions of dollars. And whereas this is a once a year opportunity for Southeast Texans to enjoy world-class fun and entertainment fit for the entire family. And whereas the fair is the only project that actually bring in revenue for the YMBL to grow their ability to serve our area various charitable groups. Now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas hereby proclaim the days of March 26th through April 5th, 2015 as YMBL South Texas State Fair Days in Jefferson County. And we urge all citizens to attend and partake in the fund signed this day by your Commissioner's Court.
Thank you very much. First, let me introduce myself. I'm Harvey Zerniel. I'm the 2015 South Texas State Fair Chairman this year. I've been a 22-year member of the YMBL, so it's dear to my heart. But this is our 72nd fair, so we're approaching that milestone of 75 years. Our organization is also approaching its milestone of 100 years in 2017. So we've been around a while, but we're here today to celebrate and invite everybody out to the fair. We couldn't do it without the county's help, and we appreciate that very much, you know, with Ford Park and John. And everybody that has a part in it, it's a huge endeavor. We have about 1,000 members, and we generally have about 500 to 600 out there helping us, and we're all volunteers. We do it because we love it, and it's a great event. It is our fundraiser, and we just generally want to say thank you for all the support you've given us. We are blessed to be able to have the facility to grow and do things we couldn't do otherwise. So we just appreciate all of your support. And we're looking to a great fair. I see the weather has moved out of the way. So we're looking forward to having big numbers and big crowds, and we're ready for it, and we're just ready to get started. So, again, we appreciate it, and on behalf of the YMBL, I thank you all.
Thank you to the YMBL and for all you do in our community. We appreciate the partnership that we have with you, and we look forward to reaching that 100-year anniversary of the fair out there.
Oh, it'll come quick, but we appreciate it. Everybody, y'all come out to the fair and have a good time.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, and I believe for the Soil and Water Stewardship Week, Mr. Wayne Wilbur and Ms. Lorraine Davenport are here. Come on up. Commissioner Arnold has a resolution or proclamation to read. Excuse me.
How are you doing?
Just fine, Commissioner. Good.
This proclamation is remembered at the meeting of the Commissioner's Court held today and made on a motion by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Soil and Water Stewardship Week, April 26th through May the 3rd, 2015. Whereas fertile soil and clean water provide us with our daily sustenance, and whereas effective conservation practices have helped provide us a rich standard of living, and whereas our security depends on healthy soil and clean water, and whereas stewardship calls for each person to help conserve these precious resources. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim April 26th through May the 3rd as 2015 as Soil and Water Stewardship Week in the state of Texas, and we urge all citizens to celebrate this special observance and further to reflect on ways that together that we can contribute to a healthy environment and make Texas an even greater place to live, work, and raise a family. Signed by Judge Jeff Brannick and all four commissioners.
Thank you, Judge, and the commissioners. This has been a 60-year working relationship between the Coastal Soil and Water Conservation District 432 and this commissioner's court, and we appreciate you. Thank you.
We thank you for your work. All righty. Is there a representative here to receive the proclamation for the National Service Recognition Day? Please come up and introduce yourself on the microphone.
Good evening. My name is Stephanie Lartig Pearson. I'm director of the Golden Triangle RSVP and AARP Experience Corps Southeast Texas. This is Tyrona McKenzie.
And I'm the director of Foster Grandparent Program.
And we're senior volunteers in Jefferson County that volunteer in various departments such as schools. We volunteer in hospitals, VA, different areas that the senior volunteers do, 55 and older. They volunteer anywhere from 1 hour a month to maybe 15 hours a week, 20 hours a week, volunteering their time in different areas once they retire.
Great. Well, let me read this proclamation. It says, whereas service to others is a hallmark of American character and central to how we meet our challenges. Whereas the nation's county judges and commissioners and mayors are increasingly turning to national service and volunteerism as a cost-effective strategy to meet county and city needs. Whereas AmeriCorps and Senior Corps participants address the most pressing challenges facing our cities and counties, from educating students for the jobs of the 21st century and supporting veterans and military families to providing health services and helping communities recover from natural disasters. Whereas national service expands economic opportunity by creating more sustainable, resilient communities and providing education, career skills, and leadership abilities for those who serve. Whereas AmeriCorps and Senior Corps participants serve in more than 60,000 locations across the country, bolstering the civic neighborhood and faith-based organizations that are so vital to our economic and social well-being. Whereas national service participants increase the impact of organizations they serve, both through their direct service and by recruiting and managing millions of additional volunteers. Whereas national service represents a unique public-private partnership that invests in community solutions and leverages non-federal resources to strengthen the community impact and increase the return on taxpayer dollars. Whereas national service participants demonstrate commitment, dedication, and patriotism by making an intensive commitment to service, a commitment that remains with them in their future endeavors. And whereas the National Corporation for National and community service shares a priority with mayors and county judges nationwide to engage citizens, improve lives, and strengthen communities, and then join with the National League of Cities, City of Service, and county judges and mayors and commissioners across the country to recognize the impact of service on the Day of Recognition for National Service on April 7, 2015. Therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, is hereby proclaim April 7, 2015 as National Service Recognition Day, and we encourage our citizens to recognize the positive impact of national service in our counties, cities, and state, and to thank and support those who serve and find ways to give back to their communities. Signed by the members of the Commissioners Court.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to approve that, Commissioner Judge.
We'd already done that. We'd already done that. Okay. We did three of them. Okay, and again, another agenda item out of order under Human Resources. Item B is consider and possibly approve a resolution. Well, excuse me, items A and B, presentation of the 2014 Employee Excellence Award, and item B to consider and possibly approve a resolution for the 2014 Employee Excellence Award winner. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Unfortunately, our human resources director is down in his back, and we hope that he gets better soon. So please go ahead, Charmaine.
All right, Judge and Commissioners, it is with great pleasure that I introduce to you the winners of the 2014 Employee Excellence Awards. They were among 16 nominations for this award and were judged for their personal integrity, professionalism, and excellence. Before I do announce the winners, I would like to recognize the judges that had the hard decision of narrowing the 16 nominations down to three finalists and then choosing the winner. If you would please stand once I call your name. The judges for the 2014 Employee Excellence Award are Rebecca Patton, Esselene Knox, Robbie Griffin, Jonathan Cabrera, and Winter Weldon. And we'd like to thank all of you for serving as judges this year.
Thank you.
Our second finalist and the winner of a $300 award and a certificate is Rod Carroll, Union Admin Assistant Public Information Officer to the Sheriff's Office. Rod here? He's not here. Okay.
I'll stand here for
him. Yes, Sheriff.
He's working.
Rod has been with the county for 4 years and was nominated because he exhibits integrity, initiative, and enthusiasm. Rod is committed to his duties and responsibilities and strives for perfection. He attends patrol division shift meetings, though not required of him, to ensure that all patrol deputies are briefed on the latest information pertaining to their safety, wanted suspects, and special attention patrols within Jefferson County. He exhibits a positive attitude along with professionalism, dedication, and willingness to help others in need. Rod's commitment to his profession sets a great example for us all. Would you like to add anything?
No, I will add something.
When I was made aware that Rod was one of the finalists and I called him and told him he needed to be in court, he told me he is out of town. He's attending some specialized training that started today. Be gone for the next 3 weeks. But I don't have to let you guys know what a good job he does for me. I accuse him of being insomniac. I don't think he ever sleeps. He's constantly out working and doing more than his share to help keep the sheriff's office going, and I appreciate it so much. And thank you for recognizing me. Appreciate it.
Make sure you get that check.
The first finalist and the winner of a $350 award and a certificate is Pat Canal, attorney and executive assistant for the district attorney's office. Is Pat here?
Good
has been with the county for 22 years and was nominated because of his integrity, knowledge, passion, and dedication to his profession. Pat is considered the glue to the office, as he has sought after for guidance from fellow personnel and even others outside of the department. He has demonstrated leadership abilities through his decision making and has ability to instill self-confidence and in his co-workers, and strongly believes in the abilities of his staff and the supportive work environment that he helps create. Pat works closely with organizations including local law enforcement agencies, the Victims Assistance Center, and the Garth House. These efforts have helped to ensure that justice is being done for all victims of crime in our county. In addition to these outstanding qualities, Pat shows respect for everyone and also has a wonderful sense of humor, which creates a pleasant work environment for anyone he works with. Such qualities are an inspiration and set a great example for us all.
Briefly, thank you.
Congratulations.
That's not me. Anyway, I want to thank you all on behalf of your consideration. I'd like to thank for the nomination. I'd like to thank all the people who are here. My mom's here, Linda Knout, my wife, Christy Knout, and all my friends and co-workers. It was a difficult year, and they kept me going, and I had hoped that I kept them going, and I'm grateful. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now I would like to introduce Veronese Rosales in Human Resources, who organized this event and this award ceremony, and she will announce the winner of our 2014 Employee Excellence Award.
Our winner of the 2014 Employee Excellence Award, who receives a $700 award, his name on the plaque to be displayed by the County Clerk's Office, and a certificate goes to an employee who has dedicated 11 years of service to Jefferson County. I would like to introduce you to the 2014 Employee Excellence Award winner, Stanley Shipper, Union Admin Assistant, Deputy Pilot for the Sheriff Aviation Unit. Stanley demonstrates a strong work ethic and is resourceful in troubleshooting and solving problems that may arise. He constantly pushes to increase his skills through recurrent training, online courses, and networking with other professionals in the pilot and mechanic fields. Stanley goes the extra mile to ensure that the maintenance and operation of the county aircraft are done in the most cost-effective manner. Some of his duties while flying the helicopters for the sheriff's office are locating suspects, victims of crime, lost children, lost or stranded boaters. Stanley also transports inmates across the entire United States who have been convicted of all types of crimes, but without fail, his personality disarms the most dangerous of subjects, and he treats each subject in a professional and compassionate manner. His demeanor is always calm, respectful, and displays self-confidence. His commitment to his profession, knowledge, and leadership abilities are a true asset to Jefferson County. Judge Brannick, if you would please read the resolution for us.
It reads as follows. Whereas the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas established the Jefferson County Employee Excellence Award on December 4th, 1995, and whereas Stanley Shipper, Union Admin Assistant, Deputy Pilot for the Sheriff's Department Aviation Unit, has been selected as the employee of Jefferson County who meets all of the criteria for this award and who best demonstrates the highest standards of personal integrity, workplace professionalism, self-motivation, and dedication to public service. And whereas these qualities are shown by his 11 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County, his overall loyalty and knowledge, which promotes a great deal of confidence with everyone with whom he comes in contact. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, in a regular meeting duly convened and acting in its capacity as governing body of Jefferson County, does hereby present the 2014 Jefferson County Employee Excellence Award to Stanley Shipper and praises him for his dedicated service to the citizens and employees of Jefferson County.
Well, this is a great honor. I want to thank everybody for this.
And I know there's a lot of other people that do work just as hard as I do, and this is a great county, and all the people we work with. And I thank you again.
Thank you.
Stanley, I'd like to congratulate you on a job well done. Just to share a little bit, knowing their operations out there, they fly that airplane, I think in the past year, the numbers that we get, it's like 60,000 miles in 1 year. Their day, you know, picking up 5 inmates in 1 day, leaving at 6 o'clock in the morning, flying in bad weather at 30,000 feet, and they can't pull over up there. And so if they have a bad situation, so, and then getting back by the close of the business of that day. So they do a tremendous job, so thank you.
And I also thank you, Stanley, and wish all of the winners the very best. We're thankful to have you, and we're thankful for all of our employees. You know, in county government, we're unique. We build roads and bridges, but we're primarily a service organization, and taking care of the public, judicial administration, criminal justice, jails, and things of that nature. And our biggest asset, of course, are our employees. And so we're always happy to have these annual events. I hope we say thank you more often than that, but we're very thankful for all of our employees and the services that they render to the community. Anything else?
Judge and commissioners, we would like for everyone who can do so to join us in the lobby for cake and punch afterwards.
Thank you. Gladly. All right, returning to items under purchasing, item A is consider and approve specifications for an invitation to bid for road improvements for Jefferson County under the County Transportation Infrastructure Grant funded by the funded by the state CERTS monies. Item B is discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for energy performance contracting services for Ford Park with either Siemens Industries, Inc. or Schneider Electric Buildings of America, Inc. Item C is to receive and file a contract amendment for a term contract for trash container service for Jefferson County. This will assign the biomedical waste container service to XL Medical Waste Management, the vendor that's purchased Biomedical Waste Division of Waste Management. And this amendment was approved by Commissioner's Court on March 9th. Item D is to receive and file a second amendment to the tower lease agreement with Crown Communication LLC for the Texas Pine Island Tower site, which modifies the expiration date to June 30th, 2024. That was approved on March 9th. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for insecticides, herbicides, spray adjuvants and adulticides for Jefferson County Mosquito Control District with Adapco Inc., Alligator LLC, Crop Production Service Inc., and Target Specialty Products for a third additional 1 year renewal from April 20th, 2015 to April 19th, 2016. Item F is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 1 for the US 90 crossover at Green Pond Gully with APAC Texas Inc. for an increase in the amount of $2,000. For an additional month of traffic handling and usage of barricades and signs, bringing the contract total from $196,485.50 up to $198,485.50. Won't change the number of contract work days for this project, and that's funded 100% by Jefferson County Drainage District Number 6. Item G is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 3 for the Cheek Community Sewer Improvements Community Block Grant Program, Cheek Phase 4 with T. Johnson Industries for an increase of 3 working days, bringing the total of contract working days up from 130 to 133 days. Contract price will remain unchanged. This is due to inclement weather. Item H is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 4 for the Cheek Community Sewer Improvements Community Block Grant Program with T. Johnson Industries for a decrease in the amount of $10,270 because of a decrease in man hours, truck hours, backhoe loader hours, cement stabilized sand, backfill, Class A concrete, bulk and formed, ductile iron fittings, 15-inch culvert, 18-inch culvert, bringing the contract total down from 130 $39,314 to $129,044. Number of contract days will remain the same. Item I is consider and approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.152A4 by donating it to a charitable organization, in this case, Goodwill Industries. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing? Okay, Commissioner Weaver had already seconded it. So moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Now, discussion?
So we are recommending Schneider as a court. What's your second?
That's my second.
Okay, very good. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Airport, item A is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a professional service agreement between Jefferson County and Cook and Associates for a market appraisal of the Shell portion of the commercial terminal. Item B is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a hangar lease between Jefferson County and that's not going to be Jason's Deli. It's going to be
Hustlin' One Aviation
Hustlin'
LLC.
Hustlin' One Aviation LLC for hangar space at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item C is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a hangar lease between Jefferson County and CUSA Aviation LLC for hangar space at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for building and grounds. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for the district clerk for additional costs for travel in the amount of $4,500. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for 279th District Court for replacement of two computers in the amount of $3,000. Item D is to consider and approve a budget transfer Constable Precinct 4 for replacement of a computer in the amount of $1,500. Item E is regular county bills, check numbers 404701 through 404973 for the period ended 3/16 of 2015, and check numbers 404974 through 405232 for the period ending today. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? My understanding that MIS took a look at these computers and agreed with it. Okay. Nothing further. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Back to under county commissioners. I'm going to skip around a little bit. First, we'll go to item E is to conduct a public hearing, consider and possibly approve an order to establish TPRI, TPAR, BTP reinvestment zone pursuant to sections 312.401 and 312.201 of the Texas Tax Code. I declare this public hearing open. Does anybody wish to speak to this agenda item? Please come forward.
Good afternoon, Judge Brannick and Commissioners. My name is Blas Ortiz, and I'm a tax consultant with the law firm of Pop Hutchison out of Austin, Texas. And I'm here today to briefly introduce a proposed capital project for the BASF Total Petrochemicals LLC, or BTP. The BTP facility is located near the Total refinery off of, I believe it's Highway 366 and Highway 73. And with me today, I have representatives from BTP, Ms. Carol Hebert and Matthew Auger, and they'll be here to briefly introduce the project and answer any questions that you may have.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Judge, Commissioners. Just briefly, we want to remind you, our facility is a joint venture project between BASF Corporation and Total Petrochemicals and Refining USA. Our site does operate independently from the Total refinery, and the project that Matt Auger will describe to you is at the joint venture site. So just wanted to provide that clarification.
Afternoon. So now the project takes a stream that's currently being produced at the refinery. It's being sent elsewhere at the time, or at this time. It's going to be recovered at the BTP site. The project primarily revolves around removing contaminants that would pose problems for our existing process. That is really the scope of the project, to take an existing stream and remove contaminants and help improve the utilization of one of our existing units.
Judge Brandy, Commissioners, my name is Steve Koontz. I'm with Norton Rose Fulbright in Houston. I'm here representing Total Petrochemicals and Refining USA, Inc. We have Representative Tom Hemry from Total. The project that he is going to describe is on the property adjacent to the joint venture project that that BTP just described. The refinery and the joint venture project are side by side. And so at the same time that they are constructing that project, Total has a large project as well, and I'll let Tom describe that for the commissioners and Judge Brandt.
Good afternoon. The project that Total is considering is upwards of 1 million metric ton ethane cracking unit to produce ethylene. As Mr. Koontz has mentioned, the proposed site is just adjacent to the current joint venture located on Total property in Port Arthur. The project has not received final approval yet. That decision is expected to come from the Executive Committee in Paris sometime later this year. But of course, with all the permitting and everything else that's already been made, we certainly appreciate the opportunity to come before you here with this request to establish the reinvestment zone. There is a competing site involved at our Carville, Louisiana, petrochemical facility on the Mississippi River. So between the Louisiana site and the Port Arthur site, that's what, among other things, is under consideration. So again, the project will create upwards of estimated about 45 direct hire permanent positions, as well as other indirect positions as well, or jobs in the community, of course. So again, appreciate your consideration of this request.
Judge, can I say one thing a second? You know, I appreciate you coming up, but the tea on this side of the river is much sweeter, okay?
We appreciate you being here. We're happy to create this reinvestment zone, and we'll look forward to having further conversations with you if and when the project is approved in Paris. So thank you for being here. Okay, I'll close the public hearing. And do I have a motion to approve agenda item E? Move by Commissioner Weaver. Do I have a second? Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Item F is to conduct a public hearing, consider, possibly approve, and receive and file an order creating the Emerald Biofuels Reinvestment Zone. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Arnold. Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. I'll now open up the public hearing, and I'll introduce to you Mr. Jim Rich and Mr. Howard Jensen, who is the Chief Financial Officer of Emerald Biofuels, considering a plant down in Port Arthur at the GT Omniport facility.
Good morning, Commissioner's Court. I'm filling in for Jessica Hill, who flew out of our county airport yesterday to go to D.C. this week. And I'm happy to introduce Howard Jensen, who got up in cold and snowy Chicago to be with you today. So he is the Chief Financial Officer for Emerald Biofuels.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here. Got up this morning, snow, cold, 25 degrees. What a pleasant change. Emerald Biofuels is in the business of producing renewable diesel. Renewable diesel is something that should be is new to all of us. And what it is a exactly like petroleum diesel, except that it's made from organic sources, waste oil, organic products from agriculture. What we do is we take oil, corn oil, for example, which is a pretty abundant supply from the ethanol process. We have our own means of gathering waste oils from such delicious subjects or areas as chicken slaughterhouse waste and DAF sludge from the slaughterhouses. We convert the underlying material into a renewable diesel project product, which is exactly like petroleum diesel. We have won two awards from the Department of Defense for designing of a of this project. The last award was for $70 million. Previous award totaled $12 million. We're assembling our financing, and we are developing customers in the area, and we are looking forward to locating in Port Arthur. We've considered a number of locations in the southeast, and Port Arthur stands head and shoulders above many of the others for its location, heavy infrastructure, and a good labor force that should be available to us.
Thank you. And it's, if I understand correctly, Mr. Jensen, the project is going to be funded approximately $82 million by the Department of Defense to start providing this renewable diesel to the United States Navy, and the total project cost is going to be approximately $300 million for the project.
$300 million for the plant itself, another $100 million for working capital and reserves, so the total raise is $400 million.
And then the anticipation is that there's going to be approximately 50 full-time employees and 23 contract employees?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Commissioners, any questions? Thank you very much, Mr. Jensen.
Thank you, Judge.
All right, and it's been moved and seconded. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Back under Commissioner's Court, item B is to receive and file executed agreement for temporary private crossing between Jefferson County, Texas and BNSF Railway Company for the Breaks by Old Bridge project. Item G is to consider and possibly approve a resolution authorizing county judge to execute a contract amendment request for the Community Development Fund contract between Jefferson County and the Texas Department of Agriculture CDBG program. Contract number 713250 for the Cheek Community Sewer System. Item H is consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Terry Looney, Coastal and Marine Resources Agent at Texas AgriLife Extension to attend the National Ocean Sciences Bowl Finals in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, April 22nd through 26th of 2015, all expenses to be paid for by the National Ocean Sciences Bowl Consortium. Item I is to consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Emily Bean, Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, to attend Garden Expo hosted by the Calcasieu Parish Master Gardeners in Lake Charles. Expenses to be paid by funds already budgeted. Item J is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute and receive and file an affiliation agreement between Lamar Institute of Technology and the Jefferson County Public Health Department for training of pharmacy technicians. Do I have a motion on those items under Commissioner's Court? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under risk management, we have one item to consider. A, to consider and possibly approve mosquito control liability insurance renewal with Old Republic Insurance Company effective April 24, 2015 at a flat annual renewal premium of $15,750. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that brings us to the end of our regular agenda. Commissioners, any announcements to the public without our taking action? Well, we certainly again want to extend our appreciation to our employees and to the Employee Excellence Award winners today. Thank you all for being here. If nothing further, we're adjourned.